With less than a week to go before Election Day, massive amounts of outside money continues to flow into state politics. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, in the race for governor, spending by political action committees, or PACs, is vastly benefiting one candidate, Republican Bob Stefanowski.
Change PAC has spent a lot in Connecticut. In a financial report released Tuesday, the group, backed by the Republican Governors Association, reported spending $7.4 million in this cycle. And the money continues to come in. They just got another $1.6 million. Gary Rose is chair of the Department of Government at Sacred Heart University.
As far as Bob Stefanowski's recent poll numbers show, I would say that it's the super PAC that is actually supporting him that is probably responsible for what is now a toss-up contest.
Both candidates are self-funding their campaigns, but Democrat Ned Lamont has pumped a lot more of his own money into the race, more than $12 million. That's a big sum that Stefanowski couldn't match. But Rose says Change PAC intervened, funneling cash into effective attack ads against Lamont, which helped Stefanowski close any prior polling gaps.
It does seem that these enormous amounts of money are having an impact.
Sherry Quickmeyer is with Common Cause in Connecticut. She says while the impact of PAC spending in the governor's race is clear, its motivation isn't.
It concerns me that most people don't know where that money's coming from and what those donors are going to be expecting from their candidate or, you know, their governor, depending on the outcome of the election.
Sacred Hearts Rose says PAC spending isn't always partisan, but the 2010 Citizens United decision, which made it all possible, opened the gates to unrestrained money influencing local politics. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.